KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Lots of high school sports last night. Let's get started with wrestling at the three-team meet at Creston. It was Creston over Glenwood, 57-24. Creston beating Trainer, 63-12. Trainer over Glenwood, 35-30. Four-team meet at Red Oak saw Red Oak beat Riverside, 53-18. Red Oak over Clarinda Academy, 60-18. Logan Magnolia topping Red Oak 59-22. Logan Magnolia beat Riverside 67-12. Riverside over Clarinda Academy 51-26. Denison hosting a meet last night. It was the Monarchs falling three times. They lost to Sergeant Bluff Luton 60-21. Sheldon South O'Brien beat Denison 60-18 and Westwood over Denison 58-24. Also at ACGC last night, among the scores, ACGC beat East Mills 42-30. Pleasantville over East Mills 51-30. At Missouri Valley, it was Missouri Valley beating Griswold 78-6. Mo Valley over Nottoway Valley, 54-24. Nottoway Valley beating Griswold 44-6. At West Central Valley, South Central Calhoun topping Audubon 72-12. East Sac County beat Audubon 66-18. West Central Valley also over Audubon 63-18. At Millard South, it was Millard South beating Underwood 50-27. Also at I-35 High School, Bedford Lennox beat Sheraton 54-30. I-35 over Bedford Lennox 40-33 in wrestling last night. Well, the Atlanta girls basketball team grabbed a win over Kemper Catholic, 56-55 in a hard-fought game you heard here on KJAN last night. The Atlantic girls led for much of the game, but Kemper Catholic kept doing enough to make Atlantic work hard for the win. Atlantic was up 15-7 at the end of the first quarter and 26-21 at halftime. It was just a two-point lead for Atlantic, 38-36 heading into the fourth quarter, but they grabbed control with an 11-0 run to start the final session. Kemper clawed their way back to within four late, and a last-second three by Mallory Bating set the final one-point margin. Atlantic was led by 18 points from Haley Rasmussen, 15 from Mackenzie Waters. Lauren Nicholas finished with 8 points on the night, and she said Atlantic has played with more confidence in their last few victories.
We've had a lot more confidence going into these games, and our positivity as a team has improved a lot, especially with these wins.
Taylor McCready dropped in 7 points for Atlantic despite sitting the second quarter with two early fouls. She said the game was a good learning experience for both her and the team.
Well, we learned a lot, like looking down the floor and maybe some things that we didn't see at Creston we saw here, and just making sure we learned from every game. Like when I was on the bench for the second quarter, I really saw where the openings were on the floor.
Atlantic head coach Dan Vargason said the offense is improving and the role players have made the difference.
Early on in the season, we're averaging 40 points a game, and that wasn't going to be enough. You know, we were wondering where scoring was going to come from. And at Creston, Macy stepped up, hit shots tonight. It was Lauren Nicholas, Taylor McCready. They both had huge roles for us. You know, we were really preaching the value of making your free throws in little plays like that. We missed one more free throw and we're in overtime. It's a different game. So, you know, we did what we needed to, but those role players for us tonight were the reason we won that game, and they stepped up and did some big things.
Atlantic improves to 4-3 on the season. They'll play a makeup game against Denison on Thursday night. Mallory Bating led the way for Kemper Catholic with 21 points as they fall to 1-6, and they're off now for the holiday break. Elsewhere in the Hawkeye 10 last night, it was Creston over Shenandoah, 45-35. Glenwood beat Lewis Central, 76-71. Red Oak over Carroll, 69-37. From the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW beat Missouri Valley, 76-33. Audubon over Riverside, 73-27. Trainer beat Tri-Center, 47-15. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over Glidden-Ralston, 53-50. Peyton Sherdan beat West Harrison 56-34. In the Corner Conference, East Mills over Heartland Christian 52-20. Fremont Mills beat Sydney 38-35. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley over Bedford 67-32. Southwest Valley beat Lenox 63-31. Also, Council Bluff saved Lincoln over Sergeant Bluff Luton 55-27. Lamar's beat Thomas Jefferson 46-29. In boys basketball, the Atlantic squad used a blistering third-quarter spurt to propel them to a 66-41 win over Kemper Catholic last night. Both offenses struggled to a 22-all tie by the end of the first half, but Atlantic found their stride after the break, led by hot shooting from Skylar Handlos. Handlos dropped 21 of his 29 points in the game during that third quarter, helping the Trojans outscore the Knights 27-8 in that period. Atlantic would play solid enough the rest of the way to secure their second win of the season. Junior postman Garrett Reynolds said a big part of the game plan was to limit the Knights to one attempt each trip.
Keeping them off the glass. Berg, you know, he had 24 offensive rebounds coming in, so it was big to just allow him, keep him off the glass. That was the key for us.
Senior Niall Peterson finished with 8 points on the night and worked hard in the paint. The Trojans did a good job sharing the ball away from traffic in the second half, and Peterson said they've been working on that.
Yep, we work on that in practice. We work on sharing the ball and moving it around, and we did that pretty well tonight.
Head coach Jeff Ebling was proud of a number of guys stepping up after Tyler Moen went out early in the game with an injury.
We had a lot of guys step up in that second half. You know, Moen went down with an injury there in the first half, and you know, guys stepped up, and that's, you know, we talked about at halftime, you know, someone's got to step up and, you know, replace the rebounds or replace the, you know, assists or, you know, some of the points as well. So I thought they did a great job. Skyler coming out hot in the third quarter did help, I'm not going to lie. You know, yeah, he kind of had that look in his eye of, you know, we're okay. And then he started playing through some of the other guys. Some other guys started stepping up.
Atlantic improves to 2-3 on the year, and they'll host Lewis Central Friday. Winner set on Saturday to close out their pre-holiday schedule. Kemper Catholic had 9 points from Tyler Putney, 8 from Cole Collison. The Knights are 1-4, and they're off now for the break. Elsewhere in the Hawkeye tent, Creston beat Shenandoah 68-34. Omaha Roncalli over St. Albert 72-47. From the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW over Missouri Valley 78-48. Audubon beat Riverside 54-43. Logan Magnolia topping Underwood 46-40. Trainer beat Tri-Center 50-41. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Bowyer Valley over Woodbine 42-36. Cam over Glen Ralston 74-51. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Arweva 67-29. In the Corner Conference, East Mills over Heartland Christian 64-50. Stanton beat Essex 95-15. Sydney over Fremont Mills 60-57. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley a 60-43 winner over Bedford. Southwest Valley beat Lennox 64-54. Also around the area, it was Abe Lincoln over Sergeant Bluff Luton in overtime 48-43. Earlham beating ACGC 69-56. Lamar's over Thomas Jefferson 65-54. Van Meter beat Panther 29. In the Corner Conference, East Mills over Heartland Christian 64-50. Stanton beat Essex 95-15. Sydney over Fremont Mills 60-57. Mount Marty 92-74 last night. Roman Penn had 16 points and 7 rebounds for Drake. Drake plays Air Force on the road on Saturday. In top 25 college hoops last night.